Judith Donath, you are the associate professor at the MIT Media Lab, and you just spoke at a very interesting panel discussion on framing and the use of terms to define and perhaps control or direct the internet. How do you see the role of words, and specifically new words, new terms, as playing a role in the world of the internet?
Okay, they play two roles. One is simply their newness, and the other is the actual metaphorical meaning they bring. If we think about something like email, for instance, mail has certain qualities that we expect. For instance, it's private. It comes in an envelope. It's only for the receiver, so we bring that expectation to our email, even though that might not always be the case, and thinking of it as an open message in some situations might be more relevant. There's also another sense that new words are very important online is simply in their newness, because the online world built of information as it is something that, unlike physical things that are exchanged one by one, information continuously spreads. And so the ability to show that you are on top of things, which is very important in terms of status in an online world, means always having to be up on new words, new ways of thinking. Email certainly is not a new word anymore, but there are constant sets of new words that come in. The ability to use the word friend as a verb, to know that friending someone might mean simply acknowledging that you recognize their name, is changing a word that has other connotations in our everyday life into one with very, very different ones in the world of social networking sites.
I can't imagine my grandmother using the word friend as a verb.
So exactly. So it shows your position in this new information society, how up on new words, new terms, new places you are. If people spend hours and hours a day scouring the web, and a lot of it is this kind of information foraging, which has a very important social context of being able to say, on my page now, my profile has today's most interesting YouTube video. It has this new photograph that I found somewhere that's much cooler that no one else has seen. So a lot of it's about creating this hierarchy of interesting new information.
The need for newness is very clear. I learned a new word today. Griefer. What is a griefer online?
A griefer is a phrase that's used often in computer games of somebody who comes in primarily to cause trouble. And it's related to sort of older uses of the word internet troll that are meant to be about people who simply are there to cause trouble. They often do not, because their goals are so different than others, the types of social norms that many places have set up don't apply to them because they're playing their own game with very, very different goals.
In the conversation that you were just leading earlier, it seems like there is some concern that certain words or terms can limit or over-define the activity or what goes on the internet.
Yes, I mean, for instance, one of the ones we used was the idea of putting your mail into folders. It means you can put each piece only into one folder, which can really stymie how you organize things. When we move from folders to tags, where anything can have an infinite number of tags, you start seeing that that's a very, very different way of arranging information. But then there's much more complex ones. For instance, even the word identity starts to bring in its own notions of, is an identity singular? Is an identity tied to a particular body? If you come into different sites under different names, are these different identities? Are these facets of the same one? And our understanding of these different words and their implied metaphorical meaning has big implications in terms of how we understand privacy, how we understand responsibility, how we understand what are the norms of a space.
Judith, thank you very much.
You're welcome.